walking around the site, I bumped into
Dave.
Hello, Dave.
How you doing?
Brockleby. Brockleby's. Yes. Pies. I couldn't walk by without actually talking about pie. Tell me a little bit about the company. How long has it been going?
We've been going for about 9 years now. Started off as a farm shop making pork pies and a few meat pies, and they grew that popular that we decided that we were going to close the farm shop and decide to do market trading, like farmers markets and country shows all over the country.
What was the biggest problem about scaling something like that? Because it's a bit of a shock to go from a couple of pies to...
Yeah, it was mainly the production side of it. It's going from one person making 20 pies a week to six people making just short of 5,000 within the first year, sort of thing.
Wow.
Now the scale has grown to just short of 10,000 a week. We do 13 or 14 markets on a Saturday. Same on a Sunday. We do London on a Sunday as well. We do seven markets in London on a Sunday.
Holy crap.
We do markets all the way through the week as well.
So how many people work for Brockleby's?
At the minute, we've got 9 production staff and we've got about 17 or 18 sales staff.
Quite lean then, really.
Yes.
Really focusing on pushing a name out there and getting the product out there.
Precisely.
And people love the product, so they're just coming back.
Yes, we get a lot of repeat custom wherever we go. Whatever farmer's market it is, we always have people. I'd say over 50% of the custom that we have every month is repeat custom from the month before.
Yeah.
So every single time, we're always getting new customers as well as existing customers.
Because of your word of mouth and the pie, I guess.
Yes, and the fact that people are always saying, oh, a friend from work told me to come down and get one, or me mum rang me and said, you've got to try these pies.
I've seen it on Facebook.
Yes, precisely. We do a lot of social media advertising, Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah, good.
We're all over.
Is that working all right for you?
Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
So you engage with them and say, you know, we can get it for you.
We run competitions from our Facebook page for winning tickets to, say, events like this, or we do a lot of food festivals where we get a lot of tickets for the staff, so we then get a chance to give them away to the public.
Yeah.
People like us on Facebook, like us on Twitter, stuff like that.
I'm going to pause for a sec because he has customers.
Yes, thank you.
This comes first. They have to pay the bills.
Oh, yeah.
So you had a lady come up about a penguin. You've got some funny names.
Yes,
that
we
help.
Do. Yes, it does. It draws a lot of people in. Mainly just... The more people we get about the penguin pie is mainly,
you haven't got penguin
how
in it,
dare you? We probably get asked about, at each market trader will get asked over 100 times a day, is that really penguin?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Is that really beaver? And a lot of the times, after a while, it gets a bit monotonous of, no, it's not, but you just have to...
It's kind of the British psyche.
Yes,
Yeah,
yes.
They love that sort of stuff.
Yes.
So give us a rundown of what the top three pies, if you've got that in your head. I mean, I know
top three pies, sales-wise, is always, we've got the wild deer, which is venison slow-cooked in red wine. Mm. We've got the Summer Isle Salmon Pie, which is one of our major sellers. No matter where we go, that always sells really well. Mm. That's poached salmon with broccoli and dill sauce. And the next one down would be the steak Stilton and Ale, where we melt Stilton cheese straight into the gravy.
Ooh, yeah.
With the ale and the Stilton as well. It's not, the Stilton doesn't overpower it either. That's my personal favourite. See, this is why I know so much about it.
You've it tried to test it.
I have, yes. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't overpower the gravy. It doesn't overpower the steak or the ale. You get all three flavours at once, which I think is absolutely amazing.
So, do you do events as well, like corporate events? Do you anything along that avenue yet, in terms of, you know, like you get sandwiches and stuff, and these companies do that? Could you do into that? I just thought, see, for events like this, it's ideal, isn't it? A bunch of pies turn up on a table, cut up with a glass, loads of bottles of red wine at the end of the table.
We've done a few. We did a few award ceremony sort of thing last year, where it was for the Soil Association, the all organic foods and stuff. But we were invited there because we did an organic pork pie. But on the evening, we did loads of free samples. We took loads of pork pies with us, cut them all up and just walked around and just passed them about all the people that were there. Mm-hmm. We've not got into the corporate side of catering.
It's a lot to manage, isn't it?
It is. The only catering part we do is when we do universities. We do Nottingham University, Leicester University. We do Birmingham and we do a few other bits and pieces as well. We do hot food. And we do burgers, handmade sausages, all our own stuff. Home pork, our own beef, our own lamb burgers, stuff like that. That's as far as we go catering wise, but for pies wise, we haven't really branched out into that area yet. No, the way it's going at the minute with markets, it's been absolutely brilliant.
All right, so where do people find you? Don't have to give me your phone number, just give me the website.
www.brocklebys.co.uk.
Perfect, thanks a lot, mate.
Thank you very
Appreciate
much.
That,
Cheers, thank you.
You.